Joining us back on the air today, we have Coach Scott Madsen of the USU Eastern Baseball Team. First off, Coach, a pleasure as always. I thank you for the time again today.
Thank you, Jordan. I enjoy talking with you.
Well, Coach, there's plenty to talk about. I mean, it has been a terrific start to the Scenic West Athletic Conference season. Right now, sitting 8-4 after splitting with Salt Lake a little over a week ago. You guys fire back and you split with the College of Southern Nevada, who was actually ranked number 2 in the country. I know you want to win these home sets, but at the same time, a split against the second-best team in the country, I mean, that's some good baseball.
You know, we've been playing so good. We've been getting quality starts from each of our pitchers, and our bullpen coming out has been just dominant. And then our hitting, I mean, we've done a great job. We went out and beat the kid that's unbeaten from Southern Nevada, and they came into our place on an 18-game win streak. So, I mean, they were playing as hot as anybody in this league, and we just came out and, I mean, really we controlled that first game from start to finish. There wasn't any question. We were just out there. And, I mean, honestly, we are playing as if we should be in that top 2 in the nation.
It's unique. I mean, you know, with no disrespect to any previous team, I mean, this is the best that you have had a program playing in conference play this early. I asked you that off of the cuff, and you said, oh, absolutely. What's been the difference, Coach, between this team and teams in the past now that we're a good 12 games into conference action?
You know, this team has the fight that you kind of you talk about. And I mean, every coach out there said, hey, we got to play for each other, do that. But these kids actually do it. And they are out there playing to get runs to beat the other team, not to, hey, I need a double, I need a single, my batting average is low. I mean, you ask them, half of them couldn't tell you what their batting average is. They're just out there doing their part to beat that other team. And, you know, I mean, we've had talented teams in the past, but these guys, you know, they're taking what we're telling them and they're implementing it during the games. We're coming up with a game plan and they're sticking to it. And, I mean, we've had Jared Lesser go out there against Salt Lake. He got beat. But at the same time, he showed them how to pitch each one of those hitters. He's been so instrumental in every weekend that we've had success with in going out and establishing how we're going to pitch them. And, I mean, it shows throughout the weekend because our starters after that have followed him to a T. And we've been out hit once in the last 2 weeks, I believe.
You know, it's funny you bring up Jared getting off to such a hot start because every conference game, I know it gets looked upon as a different beast from the next, but when you're playing 4 games in 2 days, being realistic, I mean, each game's really not its own beast, right? I mean, the previous game can set the tone when you're playing so quickly on basically, you know, an instant turnaround.
Absolutely. You know, I mean, we keep charts on everything we do out there, and we're using those constantly. We're moving our outfielders. We're playing the pull. We're doing all sorts of things where, hey, they may square a ball up, but we're going to have a guy standing there. And it happens the same way for us. So for him to go out and establish those things early for us to utilize and them continue to work is just, it's been amazing.
Let's talk about the 2 victories against Southern Nevada. First off, Coach, we'll talk about Jared Lesser in the first game in which you guys get a comfortable win 5-2. Jared goes 6 innings in this contest, gives up just 6 hits. Cole Fawcett comes in and finishes it out, gets a couple of strikeouts. So we had the 2 local boys, kind of a 1-2 duo to close out a game in which you guys won comfortably.
Yeah, you know, we went out there, we had our plan. We knew their pitcher was good, and he came out, and, I mean, he was exactly what he how he's been pitching. He came out and pounded the zone, controlled 2 or 3 pitches, but we were just attacking his fastball when he'd throw it in the zone and trying to force him to throw that secondary pitch for a strike, and it worked where he didn't go as deep as he had thought as they wanted him to go, and, you know, and he eventually had to start trying to get us with that secondary pitch, and then we started walking, and that's kind of how we got our runs. We got in position. We stole some bases on him and put the pressure on him, and we did a good job. I mean, and Jared just went out there and kept it. I mean, he's just been rolling these last couple of days, and, you know, with Cole, and Cole goes out there, and he's by far the best closer in our conference. He goes out there and had 4 strikeouts and 2 innings on the weekend, you know, and it's hard to not start him during the week because he is such a good pitcher, but he's so good at shortstop that, I mean, he'll any of our pitchers will tell you that he saved them many hits.
One of the most impressive things to me in this game, Coach, we're down 2-0, and this team managed to come back against a very good Southern Nevada team. That's something that even the casual spectator who maybe just follows USU Eastern baseball occasionally will definitely be impressed with, because years past, Southern Nevada gets out, and it's almost like a mental drain on the opposing team, yet you guys managed to score 5 consecutive runs, 5 unanswered runs in that game to get a victory, trailing 2-0 in the middle of the game.
Yeah, you know, and that's the difference between this team and previous teams is they're out there and they know that the game's long and we're slowly just building our way to get runs. And the pitchers know that, hey, if we keep it within those two runs, we're going to score runs. This is a team that has that potential with our hitters that 1 through 9, I mean, we produce runs at the bottom half, the top half. They're going to come, you know. In that last game, we had opportunities to score runs, but that kid did a good job of controlling all his pitches in the strike zone, which, I mean, you kind of have to tip your cap to a kid that goes out there and does exactly what we're trying to make him do and still beat you.
The next game that you guys, well, the second game that you guys win over the weekend, Coach, it was thrilling fashion, a walk-off, which is always so exciting. Trevor Bender's able to single, brings in Jesse Rowley to score. You guys win 4-3 to beat a team like Southern Nevada off a walk-off at home, or a walk-off, I guess it wasn't. It's one of those things that it's exciting to say the least, right? I mean, you beat a team like that at home in front of the hometown crowd like that.
Yeah, you know, these kids, they were so excited, and it was just amazing walking in that dugout after when we tied that ball game. They knew they were going to win. There was no doubt in their mind they were going to win. When Cole went out and threw that inning, they came in and said, you know what, we got this game. Don't worry about it, coach. And it's just one of those moments as a coach where you sit back and say, hey, do your thing. And they did. I mean, Jesse really came out and really got the inning started. He had the opportunity the night before when we had runs at first and second. He came up in the bottom of the ninth with two outs and just barely missed a pitch. I mean, he rolled over it to first base, but it was a half inch away from leaving the yard is what I told him. And I said, hey, you're going to have the opportunity to win the game tomorrow. And he went out there and kept his composure and did that. And Trevor Bender coming in and battling off from a kid that, I mean, he's one of the best pitchers in the conference. That Joey O'Brien, he throws hard. He has high strikeouts, and it showed the first couple of innings that he came in and relieved that game. And then he got Trevor Bender the time before, struck him out, and, you know, I think Trevor just went in there and said, all right, enough of this. All I have to do is put the ball in play, and he did. It was amazing to watch him in that situation because ever since then, his confidence has just blown up.
Again, we're being joined right now by Coach Scott Mattson of the USU Eastern baseball team. Coach, now sitting at 8-4 in conference play, is this better than you anticipated at the beginning of the year, or did you expect this team to do things to the extent that they have at this point?
You know, this is a better start than I expected. I knew this was a special team. These guys are extremely talented, and they really do play for each other. But, I mean, most of the time we're inside, we're battling just to kind of catch up throughout the season, and we play well at the end of the year. But for us to get a start, especially after the preseason, I mean, we went out, we lost some games where we got thumped a couple of times, and it's just come down to our walking. But, I mean, our pitchers have done a great job, and really, I mean, they've really surprised me at how quickly they mature. There's a lot of freshmen that are getting thrown into situations in the middle of the game that you just didn't expect that, you know, and it usually takes a month or two for them to come in and understand their role and to kind of get the excitement taken away and be able to pitch. And these guys have done it faster than I've ever had anybody do it.
Well, sets up a very interesting weekend of baseball, to say the least. It's fun that every time now, it seems like when we're talking about a series, I mean, it has such huge emphasis on who could actually win the conference outright. A 4-game set with the CSI this upcoming weekend, Coach. 2 on Friday, 2 on Saturday, and right now, 2 games behind CSI in the loss column, 2 up on the win column as far as conference play goes. So taking 3 out of 4, or even 4 out of 4 this weekend, could be monumental for you guys moving forward.
Absolutely. You know, we've emphasized that all week with these kids going in saying, hey, this is a big weekend. We need to at least split coming out. We're the only team after this weekend that hasn't had a bye week. So CSI still has to go at it with CSN. So those two that are both ahead of us there's one going to jump on the other one, and that's going to be a great series to see because CSI throws a lot of fastballs and CSN can do one thing, and that's hit a fastball really well. So, I mean, I'm excited to see that, but for us coming into this weekend, it's such a great opportunity for us to be atop this league after our first half of the season.
Coach, I was going over the statistics for CSI, and really, outside of Dylan Steen, it seems like their pitching staff gets a tad bit, I don't want to say weaker, but at least much more manageable. I mean, Steen was fantastic against Colorado Northwestern. After that, Colorado had a lot of success at the plate. I mean, they were scoring 3, 4, 6, I think 6 runs was the most they scored over the course of that game. Is that fair to say, a very top-heavy pitching staff for CSI?
They are. You know, they always have those good starters, and then they usually have one or two good relief guys. But this team, my team's done such a good job at really seeing a lot of pitches, getting those quality at-bats early to get to that bullpen. And I think going in with this pitching staff, that's in our favor. Because if we can get through those starters and make them go to their long relief guys, I think we can definitely jump on them at that point.
Between now and then, I know you guys had an exhibition game last night with Salt Lake. So what do the next couple of days look like, Coach, for this team, knowing that you played an exhibition game in the middle of the week?
You know, we're trying to make sure everybody's comfortable. We had some guys playing last night in different positions that they didn't, you know, normally get to play. And it was fun for everybody. A few things we needed to work on, clean up. And it really came down to our defense, and our defense didn't play the way I expected them to play. You know, we gave up at least four unearned runs last night. And going in, that's kind of what we're emphasizing, is playing the small ball and doing the little things. And that's kind of what we've emphasized the whole year with this team, is making sure they just do the little things to help the next guy. And last night we kind of got away from that, and that's what we're really focusing on now for the rest of the week.
I know you and I did talk about this last time, but once we get past this weekend, things do get difficult from the standpoint of you guys are going to spend a lot of time on the road. I mean, a very home-heavy schedule so far, and you took care of business just like you should. But at the same time, after this week, Coach, a lot of road games.
Yeah, we do have a lot of road games, but, I mean, really, we see Southern Nevada as home now. We've been down there so much this year. I mean, this will be our fourth weekend of heading down to Las Vegas to play at the end of this year. CSI, we always seem to play good at their place. And, you know, Rangeley, they're a team that you go in and you give them a chance and they're going to beat you. I know they haven't started very, very well, but they're always that team that's going to be competitive and come at you. And we have to go to their place and do that. And that's always tough.
Have you noticed a difference between this team home and on the road?
A little bit. I mean, it just seems like the pitching, it takes a little bit longer for them to get comfortable on the mound, is what I've noticed. And that's something we're trying to remedy and prepare them for a little bit more. And they've done that really well. I mean, at Salt Lake, when we went up there and ended up splitting with them, and that's kind of the idea, is to go and split on the road and win at home. But when we went to Salt Lake, that was the first time I've seen, because we usually struggle playing at Salt Lake. I don't know why, but a lot of the parents, the kids are from up that area, and the parents are there, so they get nervous. But this team just, they hadn't shown that this last week. They went up and really pitched well against that team. So, I mean, we're getting better and better on the road as far as I can see.
Well, Coach, it's always great to talk with you and get an update on the team. Thank you again for making time. Best of luck against CSI this weekend, and I know we'll catch up again soon.
Okay. Hey, and I just want to let everybody know that it is free admission to get into our games.
Fantastic. I'm glad you mentioned that, Coach, because it seems like the crowd has been a little bit better. I know the concession stands were packed over the weekend.
They were, and we've had great support throughout. There was a ton of local people coming, and, I mean, this is a group of kids. We had the mayor come out and talk to them, Mike Corianis, today. I mean, and they're just a great group of kids to get to know, and to bring those little kids out and watch these kids on the field, is you won't get a better example than these kids.
Coach, thank you again for the time.
Thank you, Jordan.